Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and hit on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Mark Kay on the line, and he's CEO over at Strikeforce Technologies. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Adam. I appreciate being on.
All right, Mark. So we have a big, big topic today. So we will talk about Safe VChat. And that's really our main event for today's episode, which is a secure video conferencing service. And we will get into that. But before we do, Mark, I want to go a little bit further into Strikeforce Technologies, because, I mean, long history, long pedigree of work you've done. Maybe just tell us a little bit more about the background of the company, please.
Well, we've been a cybersecurity company from the day, well, sort of from the day we started. We've been in business like 19 years already, believe it or not. And we had some products that seemed to be good, but we weren't able to sell them too well. We have Protect ID, which is a two-band, out-of-band authentication product. We have Guarded ID, which is keystroke encryption product, which is very, very key to stopping all malware on your computers. And we have Mobile Trust, which is a iPhone and Android product that actually does the same thing on your mobile phones. So we feel very strong about what we have. And we've been playing around with this other product for about a year and a half, Safety Chat. And that product seems to all of a sudden becoming a very, very hot product, because it's the only, I believe, the only secure product out there that does video chatting, or video conferencing, I should say, on top of our security products. And all the others like Zoom and web browser and all the new ones do not have anything like that, we don't believe.
So let's go, and we'll spend some time on Safety Chat, but I don't want to glance over some of the other products that you mentioned, because they're a big deal, and some of them also are standalone products. So I don't want to confuse things there. So let's maybe just take them one at a time. So let's go a little bit further into Privacy Lock. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. And Privacy Lock, which I didn't even mention because it is new, it's a new product. It's sort of like Guarded ID. It's a little bit different. And it definitely protects your computer, your personal computer. So it is it's a keystroke protection product, not encryption, but a protection product that protects you from malware on your computer. So anytime you type on your computer, it checks your keystrokes, it makes sure you're protected, and it doesn't allow you to be hacked by anybody in the marketplace that's trying to steal your keystrokes and steal what you're doing on your computer. That it's a personal thing. It keeps the malware away from the main area where they normally would hit, and you would not know that you're being protected other than the product will let you know. And it protects you again from any malware on your computer. So you'd be 95 to 98% protected, because nothing's 100%.
And for those that are watching this that maybe aren't quite familiar with malware, or like who would need this type of product, because there's some people in decision-making positions, let's say, that tech isn't their thing. So explain a little bit more about the types of risks that are involved with this and why this is so important.
Well, the risks are enormous. I mean, everybody in the world who does any kind of a hacking, and there are tons of people that do it, you know, will get it from your computer in many different ways. If you just have a password, that's easy for them to steal the password and to get behind it as well. That's not such a great tool. it protects it a little bit, but maybe 2-3%. But definitely allows them, if they could be watching your computer while you're on it, they could be, you know, seeing what you're doing. They could be standing near you and watching behind you. They could be in your computer and you would not know they exist, and they could be copying everything that you type that's of any value and emailing it or copying it or sending it to their own computer. There are many different ways it's done, but again, our product, Privacy Lock, similar to Guarded ID, can protect you from them. It doesn't allow them to get the data they want. It can protect your screen from being copied. It can protect you from being watched. It's very effective, and it's very key and very, very important for tools like SafetyChat and even for Zoom and the others that are not secure. It would even help secure them, believe it or not. So it's a tool that works no matter what on your computer.
Let's get into to Mobile Trust. So tell us a little bit more about that product.
Mobile Trust works on all iPhones and all Android phones as well. And again, it protects you even from keystrokes. It has its own keyboard. So the keyboard is outside of the normal keyboard that Apple and Android gives you. And again, the keyboards that they give you goes through the operating system. Our keyboard does not. So therefore, it cannot be copied or used by the malware that can be on the phone itself. So it's very, very secure from that point of view. And the tool also provides security on the product, on the phones itself. The whole process is outside of the norm, so none of it goes through the operating system. And again, all the malware today on phones is checking out the malware system, core system of the phone that the malware would be sitting in, that this phone does not go near and cannot be stolen as easily. Again, it's about 95 to 98% because there's always a 2% chance that somebody could always come up with something in the last second or figure out a way to do it. But for the most part, it is not. And it's very secure from that point of view.
So we've talked about a couple of the products, and I want to get a feel for who is this appropriate for? So is this type of technology only, you know, good for big businesses or individual, like just, you know, people at home right now that are just saying, hey, I want a more secure phone and experience, because I know there's people out there that maybe don't have my best interest in mind. Like who are these products best suited for?
Well, it's funny you say that, because obviously most individuals would think, oh, this is security. This is very specific products. I'm not a technology person. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the same people who say they don't need it, they all want the antivirus programs, which, by the way, don't do it. They don't protect you at all. Maybe a few percentages. That's all. They don't stop any of the malware that's on your computer. And there's always at least one piece of malware on everyone's computer. It's a given fact. And the antivirus programs don't stop them. They let you know a couple of days later that there is one, and it takes them 30 days to stop a typical malware. And so by then, the malware people, they develop new malware, and the malware on their computers change themselves and morph themselves into more malware. So they never really get to stop anything. The antivirus programs are a joke in terms of stopping malware, yet every individual needs it. So every individual needs our products as well. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be technical, but it lets you know that people are on your computer. It lets you know that they might be, you know, bothering you, that they might be hacking you at the time, and you don't ever want to let them in your computer because they would steal everything you do. And all of a sudden, when you see something come up and you wonder, how the hell did that happen? It happened because the malware is in your computer, and they steal your email addresses and your information, your details, your phone numbers, your account numbers. It's a terrible thing. And most people who do know that realize the problem they're having, and your antivirus programs don't prevent any of that. So anyone who believes they need an antivirus program, which is everybody, they also need our products. But because we haven't spent a lot of money on marketing and a lot of time on letting everybody know that it's there and that it's stronger than the antiviruses, people don't want to bother buying it, so they don't. Even though a lot more people are using it today and realizing its value It's still not that widely out there.
Wow. So let's talk, you mentioned you don't have to be a tech person to use these products. I mean, I don't want to assume everybody knows how these work. So just tell us, like, how simple are these to install?
Well, put it this way, Protect ID, you have to be technical, but everybody uses out-of-band authentication one way or another. Everybody signs into their bank. Everybody gets a password into their bank. Some people do it the right way without a band authentication. So they would call their bank or they would sign into their bank. Their phone would ring. They would type in the one-time password on the phone, and then they would get in. That's using out-of-band authentication. Mm. That's some people are doing that now, more people than ever. So it's a normal thing these days. We do many others as well. We do push transactions, which again is on your phone, but you just have to, you know, see it on the phone and say yes when you get it, making sure it's really you. There are many, biometric capabilities that we have as well. But everybody uses that. When it comes to keystroke encryption or protection, it's actually automatically happening. You don't have to do anything. Wow. But you can see that, you can have it show you that it's happening. You could show you that it's real, but you don't have to take any action. On Privacy Lock, you do have to take some actions, but not because you have to initiate it, but because it's letting you know that somebody is now using your microphone, or it's now using your camera, or it's now providing your, or stealing your audio, or any of those methods are now protected as well. And it gives you a message at the bottom right that you have to allow, which of course, if you're on SafetyChat or Zoom or any of those other products, you can allow. But it's a protection that none of those products provide, and is part of the total SafetyChat protection when you buy the premium version of our video conferencing.
So let's talk a little bit about the patents, because a lot of technology and things that you're talking about, have patents associated with them. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Protect ID, which is the two-factor and out-of-band authentication product, we own 4 patents on it now. The guarded ID, we own 3 patents. On Protect ID, we won the patents against one of the largest technology companies out there in the millions of dollars. And it definitely paid off because we are the only ones with out-of-band authentication, and we do have the patents. When it comes to keystroke encryption, again, we're the only ones with it out there, and we have the patents for that. We haven't applied them to anybody yet, but obviously we can in the future, and we'll be thinking about it. So they're very strong to have those patents and make our product SafetyChat, which uses the Protect ID patents as well behind the scenes, as a well-protected product.
So we've touched on SafetyChat a couple of times briefly in this interview so far, but this is the main event. I want to go into this because I can't really think of a more relevant product for the times that we're living in right now, where everybody's doing more and more video conferencing, especially these large companies, enterprises, financial institutions, and maybe some of the platforms that they're on, they don't even realize that there's some opportunity there to lose some data that they didn't want to, or to be hacked, or however we want to say it. So tell us a little bit more overall about SafetyChat.
Well, SafetyChat is turning out to be the greatest product we ever built, which is amazing because we started building it about a year and a half ago when there was no thought of any pandemic whatsoever. And then with the pandemic, it became the hottest product out there in the marketplace today, I believe. And it is getting a lot of press and interviews such as this one. SafetyChat is a video conferencing tool built on top of Protect ID and sort of like Guarded ID, but that's where we use Privacy Lock again. And the premium version of SafetyChat does provide you 5 levels of security. 5 levels of security, where the majority of the others, maybe 1 level, maybe even 2 levels, but I don't think so. And the 5 level security would equal a password, a meeting authentication. Every participant has to be authorized by 2-factor authentication. That only participants listed for the meeting are allowed to access it, right? Because of the authentication capability by individual, not by meeting. And meeting endpoints secure from malware spying is tremendous. So it's encrypted audio and video. Again, most of the others do not offer that, do not have that, and aren't built on top of a authentication product. That's what makes this so key. That's what makes this so important. That's why we built in the first place, without realizing that with everybody working from home, everybody's using video chatting, and companies are using it so much now that they're thinking of continuously using it. And the articles are talking about it's become a $50 billion business that could grow to $100 billion in the years to come. So we feel we got a great product in the right place. We got lucky in terms of its timing, and we're now really trying to sell it, but we have to market it a lot, and we have to add a lot of people to the staff to get this thing done in a reasonable time frame. To do that, we need a lot of money. And that's why we started with a Reg A, which is a nice way to start raising money. It's raising $2.5 million, right? It's in terms of getting the marketing costs and getting the people's costs and getting people on board. And we're raising the money and we're starting to increase the marketing. And we have a PR firm now. We have a social media person. And we have to get in maybe other PR firms as well. People we have to hire are numerous. We're having a discussion later today using Safety Chat to talk about who we want to hire and how do we get this product to grow without stepping over ourselves and tripping along the way, which is very, very important.
Wow. What an amazing story. And the fact that you started, I know there's a lot of people, there are a lot of companies that may be coming to the market or trying to, you know, figure this out, or maybe even trying to dress up older versions of their current product that people were familiar with. But what I find so unique about SafetyChat and even the history and the way it's created is that you're a cybersecurity company for many years, right? So you were already building this product before it was even needed, or before, well, it may have been needed before, but before it was mainstream to where everybody was on video conferencing. So the idea that there's even a secure video conferencing alternative, that especially these big companies, enterprise companies that have very secure information. Now, if you think about it, the way I think of it is, you know, that very intimate conversation that was once held, you know, between executives in a boardroom. Well, guess what? You can't be in that boardroom now. So do you really want to have that conversation where it could be possibly recorded or malware or all these other things? I'm going to guess that's a big company risk and liability, especially for these big companies.
No, that's correct. And it's we're very lucky that we started this way before, which was very important for us as well. And we feel now that this is really getting hot. We're halfway through the Reg A, so we are raising the money successfully. We do have a couple investors who want to even give us more money. We're looking at doing PIPEs and other things in the future. We're definitely always were considering getting into the NASDAQ. Now it's a better chance that we will do that. And we just have to be careful not to jump at anything too fast, to raise all the money along the way and to grow the company properly.
And so in terms of the end user for SafetyChat, tell us a little bit more about that user experience, just in general, like how that works for everybody, for all the techies out there that are listening.
Well, fortunately, everybody knows what video conferencing is, and they know how easy it's to use, and they know that it's a great product for anyone to use, and definitely you're at the whim of the internet, but it's getting much stronger, and we are using products that work a lot better in the marketplace. So we feel that it's an easy product for everyone to understand. They do have to authenticate to get into it, so they have to do that, but most people authenticate to get into every bank they have anyway now, so that's not too big a deal, and they're very well protected, and if they get the premium version, they will have on the right side, you know, it'll come up and saying your camera's now on, or your audio is now on, you want it on or off, and you could type yes or no. That's a pretty simple answer to give. So it's going to be simple to anyone, for anyone to use, but every single individual that gets on it will have to apply for it, will have to get authenticated. And so far, we're only doing it for companies. We'll probably open it up for the individuals later on, but it's a little more complicated since everyone has to be authenticated to get in. So we'll have to think through how we're going to do that.
And so in terms of the rollout, I know you're being pretty methodical about how to go about this. So are you right now working with smaller companies? Are you piloting some larger companies? I mean, tell us a little bit more about how you actually roll this out.
We have a lot of resellers, and we are rolling it out through the resellers basically only at this stage. So we have about maybe 15, 20 resellers right now that are really dealing with this. And they are dealing with many, many clients of their own. They're coming up with some very big names. We're not letting them add them to the product yet, but they will. They are starting to play with it and test it. I can't tell you the names because they wouldn't let us tell you, but they have some big names, and it's going to grow. It only can grow because everyone in the world has to use it, and everyone in the world can use it and will want to use it. So we just got to be very careful not to grow too fast, too big, and fall apart because of that, and mainly because we don't have the staff. So we will be hiring staff slowly because we're making the money to hire the staff, but again, slowly, and we'll be able to speed it up as we go forward.
So you mentioned that you're raising capital. Tell us a little bit more about the reason behind the funds and what you're raising it for.
Well, again, we started the Reg A for the purposes of getting the marketing money and the PR money for SafetyChat. We're now getting it. We hired the PR firm, as I said earlier. We have to increase what the PR firm does. We have to hire people in order to deal with the PR firm because that takes a lot of time and effort. So we still have to hire some people. Hiring people is a very difficult thing that takes a lot of time, but we have to get it started, and we are probably starting it today or maybe even tomorrow, and we will be hiring more staff. We have to get more technicians. Now, most technicians we'll hire will be consultants for us, but these are very special skills we're looking for the video conferencing. We have special needs. We are doing some of the major players out there, and we are looking at some of the opportunities. So it's going to grow, but it's going to take some time, and people have to be a little more patient on when this product is fully out there and available for anybody and everybody. But eventually we will allow consumers to get into it, I'm sure. And eventually we will allow some of the larger companies to turn to go live with it.
Man, Mark, this is exciting. I love bringing a story like this to my audience. I'll tell you, the fact that you are a security company, for cybersecurity company for so long, you already had the product designed, you already had, you know, patents on other products, you've been in the space. I mean, it's just a great story, and it's a great service that you're doing for your clients. So if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about SafetyChat or about any of the other products that we talked about today, I mean, what's the best way for them to get more info?
Well, it's a great question. The best way right now is to look up SafetyChat. It has its own website, SafetyChat.com. It has its own website that talks about it. It talks about who to send a message if you're interested in learning more about it. We can't let individuals start testing it yet because, again, it's only for companies, but we will be soon, and people should definitely sign up and sign in and give it time to invite them and see and let them see how the product works.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, it sounds to me like everybody, all the individuals out there need to go check that out. We will have the notes in the, or that website in the show notes, and you better get on that waiting list because SafetyChat is going fast. And for the big businesses out there, I mean, this is just a no brainer. I mean, those five levels of authentication, I mean, for those sensitive conversations and for protecting your data, I think Mark Pater made a pretty big case for how important this is and why, especially for those large enterprise clients, dealing with sensitive information. So, Mark, first off, hey, just want to say thank you for coming on the show. It's really been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this. If this is your first time watching, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Want you to be a return viewer or listener, depending on where you're at, because we have a lot more great guests coming on for you. All right, Mark, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.